Good morning, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. My name is Kayla Miller, the Fulton County 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator. I read the best article the other day on Facebook, one of those kind that made me think about it for days after I read it, one that made me talk about it with my friends and family and share it on social media. The original post was shared by one of my colleagues from Southern Ohio, Katie Feldhues. It was an article posted by the Chillicothe Gazette with her headshot and the title, OSU Extension, I hope your kid loses. Well, that got my attention, so I immediately opened it and read on. She wrote so eloquently, I can't even attempt to paraphrase, so I'm just going to read her article instead. As the 4-H educator, I promote competition. Livestock shows and sales, the new livestock judging team, general project judging, state fair, apple pie contest and auction, outhouse race, lip sync contest, bake review, nutrition judging, booth decorating, the Halloween campout contest, and the list goes on and on. I would be remiss to ignore the many benefits of competition as healthy opportunity for development. My job gives me the chance to interview each new volunteer club advisor. I ask each candidate how they feel about competition and then how they feel about winning. I believe these two questions highlight an important distinction and provide some insight to a person's beliefs and experiences. I believe competition means focusing passion, hope, and resources on a specific area of interest. It means finding gumption to try, potentially repeatedly, and take risks. Winning can help motivate, build self-confidence, and promotes a sense of accomplishment. But it also can feed an ego, bolster a sense of entitlement, and drive wedges in friendships. Winning doesn't teach you as much as losing. It doesn't make you as hungry or humble. As an educator, I care a lot more about learning through competition than winning. Navigating the roller coaster of competition is hard, especially for a young person with so many voices and hormones fighting for control over actions and reactions. Emotional regulation is something that has to be practiced. Competitions in 4-H provide a great arena for that, but are limited to youth ages 8 and up. This is to underscore that social connections, interest exploration, and communication skills need to come first to help youth handle the pitfalls of competition. Competition provides the chance for youth to find the courage and strength to persevere, to work hard to improve, that people aren't entitled to having everything go perfectly, even when you are giving your best, that sometimes just doing your best isn't enough, to control what you can control, and the important role of ethics in teamwork. They learn about extrinsic material rewards like trophies and titles, as well as intrinsic internal rewards like personal pride. I firmly believe one of the greatest skills you can develop in your child is the ability to cope with losing. Loss of a game, livestock show, friend, position, family member, dating relationships, and labels that we cling to for identity happens over and over again throughout life. Unfortunately, there's no way to protect yourself from it. Life demands we learn how to respond. Life demands resiliency. Loss gives us the opportunity to develop resiliency and healthy competition in this arena to make it happen. So in 2019, I hope your kid loses. I hope all our kids do. And I hope they are surrounded by supportive adults like our 4-H advisors who daily model how to handle loss and who help them build the muscle for handling loss. In doing so, I think our community will win. So in 2019, I hope we redefine the win by learning to lose like champions. In Fulton County, we don't partake in all the activities Katie listed for Ross County, but I too interview each new 4-H advisor and ask them those two questions, how they feel about competition and how they feel about winning. I've been finding that I generally get split answers. Some people are really competitive and some people are more laid back and they're more present for the experience rather than winning. Neither is right or wrong. There are many kinds of youth in my program and I need both kinds of advisors to help them all grow and succeed. Katie's article really got me thinking about resilience too, which is a buzzword in the 4-H youth development community these days. This article makes me think about the ability to be faced with a challenge and to overcome it with grace and dignity. I have to agree with Katie, losing provides so much more opportunity for youth to learn. Due to our human nature, each moment any one of us loses sticks out in our minds like a sore thumb. But do you have any similar vivid memories of when you won? It's possible that you have a few, but generally speaking, and reflecting on my own 4-H experiences, I actually remember more about losing than I do about winning. I genuinely believe that's because I remember what I learned from those experiences, and not because I wasn't able to let go of any of the negative details surrounding that losing circumstance. One of my favorite quotes that applies to 4-H in this discussion is from Nelson Mandela. "I never lose. Either I win or I learn." If you would like to get your child involved in 4-H to practice winning and losing, contact Fulton County 4-H at our OSU Extension office at 419-337-9210. We're in the process of getting geared up for the 2019 4-H season, and we're looking to boost our enrollment numbers this year. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Kayla Miller, and you're listening to 96.1 WMTR.